Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show with the head coach here. And Gus, the Houston Texans, first time you guys get to see them, but I'm sure you know very well that they have one heck of a player on defense, number 99, J.J. Watt.
Yeah, tremendous player. You know, they move him around quite a bit, you know, whether he's an inside rusher or an outside. Here you see him as the right end. And just his explosiveness that you see on tape, ability to come up and under, you know, just really handles his body really well. Creates a lot of issues for an offense.
Well, it looks like they have a backup left tackle for the Tennessee Titans, so they're really putting him on that player. But he obviously moves around. He's a three technique sometimes, left side, right side, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. You know, and here's a stunt right here, a Tex game, where they bring him up and under. Three technique gets penetration. It's really the linebacker there. He comes up and under. Similar to with Alden Smith when he had his big year, close to 20 sacks. Mm-hmm. The same move that he used, that's what J.J. did right there.
And boy, is he good at causing fumbles. He's got three on the year, and he's got five fumble recoveries, and this is one of each right here.
Well, you know, one of the base principles of a defensive end is the run-run-reach principle. You know, and the run, you know, he's come up and under, he's had a game, and now he just tries to beat him with speed. And, you know, gets the long arm of the quarterback, and they end up getting the takeaway.
And you can tell that Bill O'Brien comes from the Bill Belichick coaching tree, because I remember when Mike Vrabel, the linebacker for the New England Patriots, used to play on offense in a goal line situation. They're using J.J. Watt in the same role.
Yeah, they do. They're creative in how they use their abilities. And here, J.J., you know, he's such a good athlete, such a, you know, a tight end. You know, he's played tight end. And so they're utilizing those skill sets that he used in college. You know, the defensive end spot as a pass rusher just made a lot of plays for him.
Three touchdowns in the goal line situation. Now on offense, Andre Johnson has slowed a little bit. Still a good player. But the guy that really has taken the top off defenses this year is DeAndre Hopkins, their first-round pick last year from Clemson. And here might be a great way to cover him.
Yeah, really, to grab him, huh? You know what? This is a double move. And that says something right there about his speed. You know, right there they have a double move right there. And setter and go. You know, and this is probably a first and 10 situation right here, earned first down. So trying to take a shot after just getting a first down, he's the guy to go to.
And these are actually back-to-back plays. Okay, in this Tennessee Titans game. So you got the penalty, and they turn around, put them on the other side, and send them down the field.
Yeah, I mean, great. They're playing split safety coverage, so should have enough safeties back there. He just outruns them and has the ability to make a great play. Great throw, too, by the quarterback, and great catch.
And we can't forget to not talk about one of the best running backs in the league, Arian Foster. He's so smooth. He's missed some time because of injuries. But this is a 3rd and 17.
Yeah, you know, to have a running play right here, a power play, but just, I mean, I think it's a great clip that you picked out here, because it shows his vision, shows his ability to jump cut right there, you know, can make people miss, shows the receivers there continuing on their block, although questionable block right there,
yeah,
and then just the ability to outrun, you know, some of the defenders right here.
And then flipping the ball here from right hand to left hand.
That's right, getting an outside arm, makes someone miss and gets the first down, so. He really is. When he is healthy and ready to go, one of the best in the league.
Now, he's not only a great running back, averaging 5 yards a carry, 100 yards a game as a runner. He is a viable receiving threat out of the backfield.
Yeah, and here's on the weak side. Three receivers over here. So a lot of times when you run routes on the one receiver side, you can isolate a linebacker. And that's what they're trying to do here. Isolate on a linebacker, you know, a little bit deeper route than you normally see. You know, up to 10 yards right here, 8 yards. And then breaks out away from leverage and makes a big play and a touchdown.
What impressed me was right when he makes kind of contact with the linebacker right here, you don't see him extend the arm, so he's got awareness to not, you know, do that because that would draw a penalty.
Right, really savvy, you know, really wise player, but, you know, really competitive, both offensively and defensively, rank up there on both sides of the ball, in the top 15 in both areas, so, you know, really good challenge for him.